Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we in. We cut all that bullshit out. Today, first, you know, since I've been doing Sidewalk University, a lot of people want information not about the school, but about failure. I get a lot of emails and texts about what do I do about this, blah, 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 something they failed at. Failure, which you guys need to understand, is what builds character. And I'm telling you, those guys with the silver spoon, born with the silver spoon, they never have to fail. Because whatever they want, their family is going to provide for them to get. And they never experience failure. That's why they have no character. They're all punks. You know, they're all suckers just out in the world. You, on the other hand, have many failures. And it's the way you deal with those failures that's important. And I want to emphasize that to you, and that's what we're going to really talk about. Because one of the first things you learn in this abadabra is all money ain't good money. And this is not simply limited to money. That statement is actually saying all that glitter is not gold. You know, people do things, set things up, and fucking fool you. Now, you're not a fool because you got fooled, but you did get fooled. So, you know, we could kill all that shit. Since I say I always tell you the truth about my life, I guess it would seem as if I never lose, because I admit the losses, but I don't dwell on them like I do the wins, or, you know, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So I can see that. So I'm not going to deny that. But what I'm going to do is, when I lose, it's important to me that I lost. You all should know how important Sidewalk University is to me. The Scholastic panel of instructors, you know, don't normally do this, but because of the way I presented what I was doing, they gave me a way I could be judged. And Sidewalk University's graduation rate is like more than 75% of their decision. Now, I've been as low as 10%, and I've been as high as 50%, and I've been trying to get to the 55% that the government requires to fuck with me on. Now, I have it. This is a failure. I tried and I didn't do it. But I'm not a failure. And neither would you. Neither would you be if you actually tried something, did your best, and didn't do it. That's like getting in a race for a 100-yard dash, then you try your best, but you come in second, so you quit racing because you didn't win. You don't do that. You don't do that. So what I'm saying is, this failure did put a damper on my efforts, but I decided, because when something happens and you fail, you got to see where you failed and why you failed. Then you got to be very honest with yourself so that you can see these things. So I'm saying I decided when my failure came. I know you guys know, remember I used to fuck with Steve and Dean and some other motherfuckers. I forget their name. But you know, I've since lost all my anger toward them. But what I did do was get into this all about the money. Because them motherfuckers were making money, and I fell into it. Who don't want to make money? But then shit happened, blah, 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 fuck all that. And I'm not fucking with that nigga no more. But what I'm saying is, if you accept where you made mistakes and correct it, you're liable not to make that mistake again and several others associated with that goddamn thing. Because you're thinking about shit now. So what I'm saying is, you know, if motherfuckers want to be satisfied with the half-ass abba-dabba they be accepting from suckers. But I'm talking about real shit that you can touch and use and you can whatever. See, I think that's on you mostly, but it's on me too, because if you can't see the real that I represent, is something I'm not doing. Or I'm not doing good enough. It's a such thing as that for me, you guys. I'm serious. And you know, I'm thinking about that shit, but so I ain't gonna really get into what I'm doing and all that about it. But what I'm saying is part of what was fucked up in what I was doing fucking with them niggas was it was all about the money. And I let that money shit go too far. See, there's a best way to respond to anything. There's always 9 or 10 ways to respond. But there is a best way. And I hope you agree with that. Because it's true, there's fucking a best way to deal with anything. But the best way to respond to any situation is to realize the importance of how you respond to everyday occurrences. See, how you respond to shit is what makes or breaks you. And everyday occurrences is what you really got to pay attention to. Okay, let's see. How do you fucking react when somebody steps on your toes? Your physical toes. How do you react? I mean, if they stomped on them and it was on purpose, you might bust them up, whatever. But if it was an accident, you're going to look past it. Oh, it's okay. They apologize, blah, blah, blah. So how do you act when someone steps on your toes? But it's not literally stepping on your toes. But you're acting a certain way based on whatever the fuck you think about the motherfucker doing whatever he done. How do you act? Is it gentlemanly? Is it like defensive? I mean, how do you respond when something happens that you don't like? Do you get upset? If that's the case, motherfucker didn't step on your toes saying whatever the fuck they said, so they didn't violate your space, or maybe they are actually violating your space when they said whatever they said. I mean, do you get upset? Or do you check? What I'm saying is, this incident, whatever it is, has taken place. So you can't say what if. This incident has taken place, and it has invaded your space. Now what I'm saying is, a lot of you motherfuckers get upset about the incident. But 30 times more of you motherfuckers get upset because you don't have no principles about shit. So you think you're supposed to be mad about this, so that's how you act. No, man. What I'm saying is there's a lot of ways to act. But what I'm thinking and where I'm coming from, is that the latter is principle-based thinking gone awry. Some people will purposely violate your space just to see what you'll do. These are the people you check, sometimes with harsh words. The way you act at everyday problems are genuine indicators of how you're going to react in real life to problems in your life. The problems that can be more serious and don't happen regularly are the ones I'm talking about. You know, displaying the way a real man responds is going to be a plus to your life's longevity. It's going to add time to you living. And it's going to be an attraction for any woman who's fortunate enough to witness whatever you're doing to show that. I mean, there's so many fake motherfuckers wanting to get in my school. There's a little question I take you through, you know, when you want to get in my school. And I got to confess, after failing with the school board, I was a little hanky about who I accepted. Until I remembered this little story about, you know, my dog, me and my dog, Tay. You know, some things are the right thing to do as a man, and that same thing can be the right thing to do, period. Now, when you're dealing with another person, you should always have paramount on your mind doing the right thing. Now, arguing over a woman or anything silly could cost you your life or your freedom. And for what? This broad is not going to be with you next year? There's no sense in you killing me than doing life in prison. And that goddamn bitch you killed me over is off screwing over some other motherfucker's life. No, that's why you gotta think and you gotta do the right thing. So I'm gonna tell you this little episode in my life where I had to practice what I preach. I had to practice the same principle that I'll be saying, you know, real motherfuckers don't let no brawl come between them. You know, I had to practice what I preach. See, women's importance added together. Women's whatever they think is important added together pales in comparison to what my man did is worth to me. Now, Tay and I, we've been dogs since I was a turnout in Hollywood. I came to Hollywood, that nigga's name was already ranked. We both lived and thrived from the principles of this goddamn game that we represent. Even though we thought quite differently in some areas. So now, who am I supposed to hold to the principles important to me? You or me? I think it's me. I'm the only one obligated to execute my principled way of life. And I have my dad to thank for this, because my dad told me years ago, it don't matter what somebody else thinks. It matters what you think and do. And if you think and do the right thing concerning your principles, you're going to be all right, boy. You should talk to me about that. In this case, with Tay, the right thing to do in life was to live true to what I was professing and what I had been professing up to this point, which was to never allow a hoe to come between me and my pimp pipe. And as I said, that nigga Tay been my dog over 50 years. And where's the bitch? Any bitch. I'm saying, where's whatever bitch we might have had problems over? They ain't gonna be here 50 years. I'm not saying it's not a sex thing. I know motherfuckers that turned out together and was together for whatever amount of time, 100 years, then the bitch died, or the dude died, and the bitch or the dude really didn't fuck with nobody else too tough. But what I'm saying is, you know, you could be the winner, motherfucker, till you die. It's a such thing. So what I'm saying is, like I'm saying, it matters what you think and do concerning your principles. So if my thing is to never let a hoe come between me and Tay, and this nigga who's been my friend over 50 years, this friend, he's a little different from me. And I teach at Sidewalk University. No one has to think what you think. And you better get out of there. There's only one way to do something. There's a hell of a lot of ways to do something. That's correct. See, so what I'm saying is, I'm going to get docked 9% on my application for any of the underperformance that SW shows. I maybe ran out, well, not ran out of business, but I sure ain't gonna get credit. But since I'm from the streets, I could lose it in some legal litigation too. With my word, it's totally on me to live up to. Now, when we were discussing some shit, me and Tay, and we disagreed on it, there was a point I made. I told that nigga, I wouldn't fuck with your motherfucking hoe. Because we dogs. He straight out told me, nigga, you better quit thinking like that. And then we debated that goddamn shit. And in the end, we just agreed to disagree. Because he never came. Nigga, I had that bitch. I ain't going to get in your business to have her. But, nigga, I had that bitch. So, you know, I ain't tripping. Because he told me the truth. Months later, a whole bunch of months later, this little bitch came to Hollywood looking for me, asking people, you know, different niggas around, did they know me? They all knew me, but they didn't know where I was or put in contact with her. Then she ran into Tay. And Tay told her that, you know, shit, not only did you know, he know me, me and him was dogs, and he could hook her up. So all them other niggas tried to pull texts, you know, about the hoe, you know, speaking to them and shit, you know, and they had a right to get at her, which they was correct. But when she ran into Tay and asked about me, you know, and he told her that we was dogs, he said, get in, if you want me to, I'll call him. So she jumped in. You know, he rode around a few minutes getting that bitch. But at this point, he was going to front himself off if he didn't call the motherfucker me. And realizing he wasn't really getting the action he wanted, he reluctantly called. Blood, I got me one, he said. Now, I experienced this shit all the time. I was fucking with this nigga. He'd call me, man, I got me one. Woo, woo. Maybe you better get out the motherfucking bed and come get on this pimp. That nigga was always coming up. So, when he called me, I had got used to, you know, pumping him up, capping for him. It's because I knew he wanted, that's what he wanted. He wanted me to cap. Then he said, but she wants to holler at you. Now, this was fucking strange. Man, you know me and this nigga was tight. I rarely directly spoke with his bitch. Rarely. So what I'm saying is, you know, since this nigga my dog, I just thought this was strange. And I looked past that little shit And I'm a cat for the nigga anyway, so the bitch said hello. You know, now the nigga being cool with me, he should have told me that she wanted to get with me, and he was short-stopping the bitch. But he was playing fair, but that nigga didn't tell me that shit. If he would have, I would have come with that bitch totally different. Now, since I didn't know shit, I capped for my nigga. Yeah, bitch, you with the top nigga in Hollywood. Probably your motherfucking thoughts. You get the nigga some money. Bitch say, no. Well, when you get some money, get it to the nigga and follow your motherfucking money, bitch. And I said that because me and the nigga was tight. I had no idea she wanted to get with me until a day or two later when she called me. The bitch had stole my number from this nigga and called me because the bitch had come from Oakland to get with me. So when I asked her, well, why the fuck did you get with Tay? The bitch explained what happened, which I didn't believe at the time. And then I started thinking about the strangeness of this nigga putting that bitch on the phone. Man, then I got pissed because I realized this nigga had crossed me, but we was new partners and shit. Now, at first, I was going to confront this nigga. But when I thought about that shit, the pimp in me came out. And so I asked that bitch, how old are you? Because she, you know, she kind of looked young. Then the bitch admitted she had just turned 16. I told that bitch I was too, you know, she was too young for me to fuck with. And I pulled over. And I told her, if you want to fucking pay, you can. You know, I ain't going to be mad at you. You know, I ain't be mad at pay. You ain't cause no problem. But I was really upset with this motherfucking nigga. But you know what? Do I have principles or don't I? I say I do. So if that's the case, that's a bitch. And he fucking with it, and I'm thinking whatever I'm thinking about it. So I'm going to confront him and fall out with him over the bitch. When I didn't say it, and we didn't kick it as men, we ain't going to do that. And he done already told me, nigga, you wrong talking about you won't fuck with my bitch. Nigga, I don't think you should try to get in my business, but if this means you action. I mean, you got to think of all this stuff. So, when I asked the bitch how old she was, bitch say she just had turned 16. You know, that was a way for me to back out. So, I decided to not say shit to Teddy. And I kept rolling with the nigga as if, you know, nothing had happened. I had to accept what he did was acceptable in the lifestyle that I had chosen to live. Excuse me. Who am I to change the lifestyle that I chose to live and get mad at this nigga? That's when my dad's voice came to me and reminded me who promised who. Because what I'm saying is if I would have stuck to my principles with SWU, I still would be on track as far as getting my accreditation. But because of greed and thinking about the money only, it cost me. So what I'm saying is principles, if I would have stuck with them, this shit would pay. Ain't gonna be a big deal. That's why I stuck with them. So what I'm saying is, with the written test that I'm going to take in 18 months, I just hope I remember all the shit that I should learn long ago. I should have took the test. I guess this was over a year ago, man. Not quite a year. But I should have took it then. I just hope I remember all that shit. A low grade on that shit would eliminate me. Now, on the next topic, I gotta say this, man, oh man, do I have the shit for you. fucking truckers and other motherfuckers who be on the road. You ain't got to be a trucker to do this, but you got to be on the road for this. My 2020 Sidewalk University Truckers version gives you the atmosphere of being on campus at Sidewalk University. But you're really in your goddamn car or your big rig rolling down the highway taking care of your business. What you listen to, you know, maybe you got Sirius FM, I don't know. But I'm saying, listen to this shit. Ain't no way you get, you know, make it fade out or none of that goddamn shit. I'm just saying there's five goddamn modules. Each one of them motherfuckers is packed with high-powered motherfucking messages that the course brings out for you to grab. Plus, you get my guidance on the assignment in new motivational exercises, you know, to keep you motivated through the work. Now, this shit will work. There's going to be more than the course alone because you're going to get me much more than the guy who bought this course before got me. Because it's not really something you could do on your own. It's not really something you can get the most out of doing on your own. Because this course needs my guidance. It does. This panel, these judges, independent institutions value the communities over the past 5 years. That's what they be judging. And I got 18 months to go, and because of greed, I'm not sure. That's why you got to stick to your principles. It is not for me. It is not about the money. Hell yeah, I want to make a lot of money. But it ain't about the money. It's about what I will or will not do to get to the money. I've been yearning to get something, you know, something going on that could match the feelings that I got from having it all. The things I do add up to money, but, you know, I'm not simply about money. The right thing to do in both cases was to live true to my commitment to this game I profess. And whatever Sidewalk University had to offer that was outside of the game, I have to live true to them, too. I won in the first instance, and I lost in the second instance. I was thinking I lost something dearly, but I did not lose. I failed. And since I came up with something to compensate and get me back on track, I don't feel that I've lost. Now, if you get in a situation like this, you don't need to be a pimp or think like a pimp to take advantage of this fucking game. But if your woman gets into a situation she shouldn't be in with another dude, let's say your friend, what you supposed to think is she knew she was your motherfucking woman. Now even if your friend knew she was your woman, who was supposed to care? Who's the fault? Think about what you say, man, baby, got it in, man. I'm going to get it, bitch. Fuck that motherfucker, man. You say that, but I'm saying what the bitch supposed to say. I got a man. Leave me alone. And if she don't say that, ain't she inviting shit? You got to say all the time, you don't give a fuck if she have a man. So when the shoe is on your foot, you want to fight the motherfucker. That ain't the right thing to do. If you had principles, you wouldn't do it. See, this is the reason you have principles. First, they keep your emotions in check. You shouldn't ignore your thoughts on your principles and become emotional. You need to respond, but you need to respond in a controlled way. A way that if you only realize the value of my course, you would be beating my fucking door down to get that motherfucker. I mean, it takes much more than you guys have shown you have to be real men or real pimps. You know, I thought I needed something to replace what that fucking game did for me as far as excitement. And I realized I really needed appreciation and respect for what the fuck I had done and what I'm doing now. Well, fellas, I'm going to just tell you, I got that respect last year at a dinner. I was an honoree at this motherfucking dinner. Now, this was no ordinary dinner. It was sponsored by the graduates of Sidewalk University. I don't care if people have shit to say about me as long as they tell the truth. I work hard on what the fuck I be doing, and I get rewarded. But the reward I got from the graduates came so unexpectedly, it just floored me. These men sponsored a celebration for enrolling and learning at Sidewalk University. They wanted to thank me, but I refused to allow them to believe I did it. No, man, I did bring the truth to you, but what's more important is how you responded to getting the truth and after you graduated. Because this was some time after this particular group had graduated. This is actually a lifestyle that I talk about. And it could be your lifestyle. These dudes represented all I teach, responsibility, confidence in what you think, and then doing what you think, and not tripping on it, thinking about what you think. Be able to create and display your fucking plans. But the most important thing they got, they all got, was being comfortable in their own fucking skin. Fuck all the pretending. Fuck all that faking. That's why I appreciate you when you become a go-getter. You see, in the goddamn streets, if you turned out correctly, you understand and accept the motherfucker who turns you out is liable to be the motherfucker who'd be first to get you for a bitch. If the nigga did his job right, he taught you that you got to detach your goddamn self from your feelings that's going to develop in this lifestyle. Because if this could choose and something could happen to her, then your fucking ass going to be fucked. See, that's what's most important. That's what most of you guys missed when you turned out on the computer. You didn't get any etiquette. What I still have a problem with, though, is when I have sales. Sales are for us all. I win, and so does whoever the fuck participates or takes advantage of the sale. Most of you wait until there's no time to do what needed to be done. Otherwise, in your life, you wait till the last minute to do whatever. Then you rush and have do whatever it is that you should have done long ago. See, this is a form of procrastination that you don't deal with. That's why you don't win. And you know how I feel about procrastinating. It don't hurt me when you do it, but if you act as if it doesn't hurt you, maybe you don't know. But it does hurt you. It hurts you much more than you think it does. What it does is form a pattern. And before you know it, your motherfucking ass is using it as your modus operandi. Your MO becomes this bullshit you be procrastinating. Oh yeah, okay, I'm gonna come over here and do it. You know, I got something to do right now. I'm doing about 15, 20 minutes. I'll be whatever. I'm saying, fellas, you do this shit when you ain't even conscious that you're doing it. And that fucking woman who's out there waiting on you sees this shit. If you adopted some of this real game, you know, if you get on your Otherwise, your computer has a value. And if you get on that motherfucking computer and buy the goddamn confidence course in Sidewalk University's teaching of it, you always do the right thing because that's what confidence teaches you to do. You got to do the right thing to be confident. You can't believe what the fuck you think if you be lying or procrastinating. I believe what I think. I just do. The right thing to do with Tay in that instance was to stick to the principles of not letting the brawl, no matter what, come between me and that nigga. Respect is always best when served fresh and reciprocated. 20 years may have gone by before I even mentioned that shit to that nigga. And when I did, then he said, but, I pinched on the young man. And I said, you see, I didn't mention the shit till now, you motherfucker. That's because I'm a real pimp, nigga. Ain't no bitch coming between me and you. So, what I'm saying to you all, stop all your procrastinating so you can elevate your life above where it is now. If you want to keep doing it because in some way it makes you feel good, have at it. I can't stop you. But let me put you up on something. The more you allow your procrastination to go unchecked, the easier it's going to be for motherfuckers to catch you lying. Females are who you want, or excuse me, or who and what you want on your line. And once they realize you're a lying ass fake nigga, you ain't gonna get, well, you see you ain't caught one. Why is that? Because you just ugly? No, motherfucker, you just don't know what the fuck to say. And what you say can be easily seen as a lie. Keep procrastinating if you want to. Just take the advice of them goddamn PUAs or the three amigos, and you'll find comfort in seeing yourself feel like you can win. But enroll in SWU, and you'll see just how far winning goes. And you ain't gonna have to buy no more products. You ain't gonna have to spend no more money on this fucking shit from nobody. Because you're going to have a real game provided to you by SW fucking you. It's on you if you think getting pussy is winning shit. A dude know, like me, knows getting pussy is only one of the goddamn perks of being like me. Having this ability to display a confident disposition in getting any part of life I find myself in. I don't live for pussy. I know living for pussy like them PUAs be having you do and you know them other motherfuckers be having you do is having such a short sight that after you get through fucking $1 million bitch, you're just going to get up and leave. When you start anything, finish it like champions do. To the letter. I'm dealing with real confidence. That's why that shit with Tay didn't bother me, and the shit with SWU had no effect on me. Dealing with real confidence gives you alternatives. Then you ready for some goddamn shit that happened that you didn't think of, or that was unexpected, or was the opposite of what you expected. You be thinking of things far beyond what getting a nut is going to give you a motherfucking ass or a whole bunch of money. Money going to give you a lot, but they ain't going to provide you with this confidence I'm talking about going to provide you with. You know, like I said, you can be happy just getting pussy if you want to. I'm happy to have pussy chase me wherever the fuck I go, because I never go anywhere thinking about pussy. Everywhere I go, I attract pussy. I only need to choose which one of them motherfuckers I need to go up in, or I want to go up in, or whatever the fuck. How can I do this like this? Because I'm dealing with what I'm teaching at SWU. You know, you guys must accept, you cannot choose what part of life affects you. You can't pick only the easy things to come your way. Whatever life you choose to live, you got to be willing to accept all that goes with that lifestyle. And I'm saying, you motherfuckers, man, I could be a motherfucker or a hobo or whatever. Okay, motherfucker. That's why these niggas and everybody else, white people too, on the street, sleeping on the sidewalk, motherfucking just living horribly. And a hobo live way better than that. Them motherfuckers be on them trains. They cook outside, but they don't, you know, they don't live like y'all be living. Because they real hobos. So just listen, I'm just saying. Let me relax. I can't trip. I can't get excited because, you know, I ain't sick, but I'm old. Everywhere I go, I attract pussy. I only need to choose which one I want. I'm telling you, motherfuckers, just got to accept. Life is coming at you full force. The easy things you want them, but you just don't deserve them unless you know how to get them. Whatever life you choose to live, you just got to live that life. Now, I was at the doctor's office the other day, and I saw this fine-ass nurse. Or I thought she was. So I walked up to her and said, is it true that nurses are like helpers in life? And that's the way they are at heart? She smacked at me and said, helpers? What do you mean by that? So I see she ain't a nurse. So I thought quickly and I smiled at her and said, helpers, you know the kind of women that help men that are fortunate enough to get to watch you pass by them. You help us have a pleasant rest of our day. Oh, shit. I got a giant smile out of it. And if I wanted to, I could have followed it up. But anyway, she said, why, thank you. And you have a nice day. I know I will. Tomorrow. Because if I wanted to, I could have followed that shit up. And I may or may not could have had me one on my line. I couldn't have made a move if I was like you motherfuckers and have to think about what to say. Man, I mess with a lot of women, and I don't have to think of what to say because I'm already like that motherfucker on the opposite of the net waiting for your serve. I'm bouncing around on my toes wherever you hit it, motherfucker. If it's in, I'm getting it. I move instantaneously. Because it's really in me. It ain't on me. And I accept I gotta be ready at all times. You never know where your next action is coming from. You never know where you're gonna be. You never know what you're gonna be doing when you get your next action. You could be with all your women at Magic Mountain rolling with what's going on in Magic Mountain and get your next action. Now, how you go front it off that you ain't ready to talk to no bitch and you got three other bitches with you? No, I'm ready, bitch. Period, whatever it is, I don't give a fuck. Sometimes even niggas come at me funny or come at you funny. Then they ain't got shit to do with a motherfucker. Like. But you gotta be a quick judge of character because there's no way I'm gonna be, you know, take being cool to the extent of letting some motherfucker punk me off. You need to be the kind of motherfucker who has thought of all kind of goddamn shit so that you can be spontaneous the way I be when shit happens that you didn't expect to happen. I mean, this is the only way you can be sure you're going to do the right motherfucking thing. You don't need to call me. You don't need to ask my opinion on blue, blue, blue. You need to think something and do it right whenever that shit's going on and see what the results will be. This and having a set of nuts. I understand I said nuts, plural, because most of you motherfuckers allow women to take one of your goddamn nuts and carry it around in their goddamn purse. And only let your motherfucking ass use it when you go fuck her. So you need to realize you can't learn this shit unless you're qualified to learn it. You can't ask this kind of stuff and expect to get the right answers. When you finish at SWU, it will really be in you too. You'll be able to get new information and automatically be able to make moves quickly with it. The sooner you realize everyone ain't qualified, the better it will be for all you motherfuckers out there that are. Magic Johnson could explain everything he fucking knows about a no-look pass to me, then I would never be able to do it correctly because I ain't no goddamn basketball player. It's the same with this game that I'm explaining to you. This information that we share is so goddamn important. It would behoove you to listen to my motherfucking shit, look at these goddamn videos, and absorb as much as you can. And even that is going to be like 100 of what you need to know. And you can get the rest, the 9900 that you missing from Sidewalk Motherfucking Universe. So what's still cloudy to me is what the hell is taking or what will it take, you know, for all you motherfuckers out there that have significant others, what will it take for you to get on board? You know, my courses, each semester is filled with dudes that have particular girlfriends unless they're lying. I do have a couple of them. But I don't have enough dudes that have significant outcomes. So I just want to understand that. Take this for instance. I got a Facebook friend who cheating on his woman. And he asked me if he should confess her. But first off, I'm not sure you're wondering. Well, no, I'm sure you're wondering what the hell does this have to do with confidence. Just listen and learn. I told the motherfuckers about my confidence question, learn how to realize who you are. Now, that's not answering this question, but it's telling me what he needs to know. So I asked him, do you want your woman to think of you as a liar? And he said, no. I said, do you feel you will learn from this situation? He said he would never cheat on this woman again. I told him my course would give you the confidence to not tell her shit. He bought it. And he was one of my first 10 students. He said, and he has constantly been in contact with me to thank me for giving him not confidence, but common sense enough to realize fear. He was scared to make a decision. My course helped him see he was thinking of way too much bullshit that's only designed to keep you from making a decision. And this shit don't really even matter to your relationship. He had to make a decision on whether or not it was important. And to him, nothing was important except keeping his money, which he would have not been able to do if he would have confessed. My point is, he got the message that he should have got. My shit works for all men of all walks of life. But and I'm going to blast off after this video, and the course probably will most likely double in price. You are going to be able to vouch for the value in this course. You're going to be extremely lucky to take that leap of faith and trust me. You made your doubting me into a fucking door, but it won't open for you, so you can get through. You watch, I'm telling you. Bring all your fucking questions. Oh, shit. Speaking of questions, man, 437, I'm sorry, man, I ain't even on my motherfucking job. You got anything? What's happening, brother?
You've been waiting for a minute, man.
I'm sorry, man. I was on the wrong page. I was on StreamYard's page. What's up?
It's all good, man. Yeah, I just had a question. So I just wanted to know, how do you deal with a friend that, I don't know, he's kind of shaky. Like, he comes through, like, I would say maybe, like, 60% of the times, like, 40% of the time, he's just fucked up. It's just like a friend I've known for a long time. It's just, I don't know how to deal with it. It's just, I feel like lately, you know, he's just, hasn't been real though, you know? He still helps me, you know, here and there. Still help each other, but I just feel like lately he just hasn't been being real.
Hey,
even
bro,
with himself,
hey,
you
know?
Bro. Like,
yeah, I know. And what I'm saying is you got to realize in your life there's friends and there's acquaintances. Friends have friends and acquaintances.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is a friend is more valuable than an acquaintance.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is you got somebody that you're calling a friend, but he's really just an acquaintance. And an acquaintance, you ain't going out your way to do shit for him. You just, if that's the case, you know him. If he needs a ride, blah, 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 okay. You know, if he needs $5, then you got it, okay. But, you know, as a friend, you would go out your way to do some shit for him. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
So you gotta what you're not doing is putting the proper designation on this guy that you're calling your friend, but he's really just somebody you know.
I know him for a long time, man, like over like 20 years.
Listen, he could have been your friend. I mean, he could have been your tight partner. But if in life some kind of way he drifted from being your tight partner, what are you supposed to do? Still think of him as your tight partner?
No.
So what I'm saying is you could have been knowing him 30 years, but if something happened, drugs, whatever, alcohol, whatever, he just tripped out, whatever, and he's not the same guy that's qualified to be your friend, you can't be afraid to make that designation.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. You got to put people in an either, like, need-to-know basis or limited association kind of thing.
Yeah, bro. What I'm saying is you got to draw lines.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Everything don't go. Any and everything don't go no more. You know, you got responsibilities, and with your responsibilities, one of them is to see who your friends are, so you'll fuck with the right people.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
I was just looking at it like, okay. All right, Roosevelt. Thank you, man.
You know it, man. Be cool. 916, what's up?
What's up, bud? It's JD.
Hey, what's up? This one?
Yeah, I got cut off the other day.
We got cut off. Well, what's up, Juan?
No, I was just going to say, the reason why I called the other day, I was going to say, man, thank you for creating a council and putting us together where we exchange ideas and we grow. I just want to say thanks for that, man. You don't know how much that means to us. It really helps us a lot.
Well, you know what? People don't realize shit may start and end here, but that don't mean that's all you're going to get out of what this shit is. So I knew that even though you motherfuckers graduate, you're going to need to fuck with people that think and do what you do so that you can bounce your ideas off of and actually get some assistance talking to like-minded men. You know, you thinking this way, and this sucker over here thinking this way, and this other sucker thinking this way. Who's going to get help? No, you guys all think the same, but you don't think the same things. So it's cool.
No, you're right. Because we were just talking a couple calls ago that even where we live at, I live in California, you got people in D.C. and Texas, we can't talk to our regular friends because they just won't understand. They don't get it. So that's why we always look, because we exchange ideas and we understand each other.
Check this out, Juan. You might not remember this, but I told you it's a lonely road when you get.
You did. No, I trust you. You did.
It's lonely, man, because motherfuckers, you can't talk to them. They full of shit.
You can't. No, and we talked about that, and I brought that up. I won't take too much time, but it really resonated. It really hit, man, and I was just like, damn. Like, I know he said it, but I didn't realize that motherfuckers just look at you sideways or they just can't comprehend. They're like, all right, cool. And that's why I just talked to the fellows on our council, man. I was like, again, thank you.
One, you know that, bro. I'll be looking out for y'all, man. You might think I'm a drill sergeant, goddammit, but I'll be looking out for you, man. I planned that shit before anybody had graduated.
We ain't surprised.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Good looking out, man. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
All right. So, you guys, what I want you to know or think about is I want you to get value, more value than what I'm talking about with SWU. You got to look past the money. You know, you have to, you know, when you buy a new car and that goddamn car costs 50 grand, you already accept that after a few years you're going to want to buy another car. You just accept it. This is some shit that you can buy and you don't accept. You ain't going to have to spend your money no more on any of this confidence bullshit that's going on the internet. Because all they do is talk about confidence and what confidence will do for you. They do not tell you what to do to become confident. That's the big difference about Sidewalk University. So, you know, you guys just watch. You bring all your goddamn questions. There ain't going to be no damn question that I won't answer that I think is not important enough for me to answer. Why? Because all the questions are going to be real life scenario type questions. No ifs, no how to's. You know, they're going to be questions that you know are important to you. Or that's what I want. I really do. You can thank me later. But right now we got a lot of business to take care of. This is about you opening up to me. God damn it, you see, after all this time, yeah, I'll talk shit, but I'll be real with you and eliminate the shit too. Excuse me. What's going on is all the questions, since they're going to be based on what you really have been living, will be... Not, what do you think about this? But you say, I was over here doing woo, 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 you know, and this and the other junk dog. And really and truly, when it did, I thought to do this. You know, what do you think of that? That is a question. That's a good question. So like I say, you can thank me later. But, you know, we're going to have to band together and not be intimidated by what has happened in the past. You know, I hope I live to see that. You only grow to the level of recognition and appreciation from your peers you get. If you do what they did. Now today, doing what they do for most of you motherfuckers, was hiding behind your damn computer and never facing your peers. Then there's those of you out there who actually have adapted old school principles to today's ways, which is perfectly acceptable. Every so often, you know, the pivot changed. They was using the horses and buggies. Then they was using hearse. They started driving hearse pimps. Then they started getting caddies. What I'm saying is every so often shit changes. But the principle of the game don't change. This is what you're supposed to do when you rise into the top of the game. You're supposed to do certain things headed for prominence and recognition. So you can continue to think you cannot win today with the ways of yesterday. You can continue to think that if you want to. But the real niggas, the real young niggas, Rolls Royce and Steel, you know, they know better. And I make a lot of blanket statements concerning the participants of this game, today's participants. Let me make it clear. I know for a fact there's some real ones out there today who put their all into, you know, showing off. When I make a statement and use the words, all of you motherfuckers, I don't actually mean each and every one of you out there. You know, I'm speaking to all the suckers. All you motherfuckers. Now, all the suckers involved in, you know, the particular subject that I'll be talking about. I'll be speaking on, at that time, just the suckers. Then, you know, people got to learn, whenever you have any goal, something is always going to get in front of it to dissuade you from accomplishing that goal. This is especially true when, you know, that something is going to be empowering to you. But this is what makes it so important to follow through with your pursuit. Because in the end, it will make you powerful in what you believe. I'm telling you. I see quickly, and in every adverse situation I've been in, I defuse it with something I say about this game. You know, man, Pippen ain't gonna let you argue. Pippen ain't gonna let me argue with another motherfucker. Game written as game, but I can see you down. Let's have a drink and discuss this goddamn shit like Jimmy. I say some shit like that. Real niggas in the streets have what we know as pride. And we will not belittle ourselves in any way. I hear so much fakery today. I see so much misrepresentation of this abadabra that I know. It sickens me, and sometimes I go too far. No matter what qualifications I believe I have, I can't make a blanket statement about every nigga claiming this game today. Now, every once in a while, one of you motherfuckers get offended and check me. I owe all of you who are real an apology. And I'm offering it now. And hopefully it suffices for you all, because I never meant every person out there. So, I mean, if it suffices for those of you I insulted with that remark or a crack I made on your qualifications, I'm good. My apology to you all. You know, I apologize if what I said insulted you. Salute to all of you motherfuckers. And all equal those who are truly down for their crown. This year is fucking flying by. And if God sees fit for me to fucking see it, I'll see the end of it in the fucking new year. You know, I live like many motherfuckers love to live, but I'm only at the beginning. 2022 is going to be my breakout year, and from then on, I'm going to rest on my laurels and live the rest of my fucking life in sheer luxury. The kind of luxury you get from hard work and dedication. I'm sorry, 704, I'm running my mouth today. 704, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, bud? How you doing?
I'm good, brother. What's happening with you?
I'm good. I saw the title, and I noticed it was you're not a failure. I mean, if you fail, that doesn't make you a failure, and I like that topic. I wanted to chime in and add to it.
Well, add to it,
I believe. See, me personally, I believe I don't see any losses because every loss in my eyes is a lesson. So every setback that I'm facing in life, see it as an opportunity to improve. You know, just like if you're in school and you're working on a paper, you might fail one paper, but then you might pass the next three assignments and end up passing the class. So just because you failed that one paper doesn't mean you failed the entire class.
Bro, I totally agree with what you're saying, but I don't think of it like that. What you're saying is correct, but that's reducing yourself to that. I'm not going to reduce myself to that. I'm always going to be thinking I'll pose the pass, just like you're saying. But what I'm saying is, let's say I don't pass, I get a B. That's a failure. I wanted an A.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, it's not about pass or fail the class. It's about achieving your objectives. And you have to make those clear to yourself, or they're going to be blurry, and you're just going to, like you say, get a C or a B. Who wants that? Let me ask you something, bro. Be honest. If you had an opportunity, if you was got hurt and you needed some surgery, would you let a doctor that got a B, would you let him operate on you?
I would prefer a doctor that got an A.
I didn't ask you what you preferred.
No, I wouldn't.
And that's my point. My point is you got to strive to be the motherfucker that they choose. You can't just go for anything. You know, sure, you're trying. And if you get a grade, that's good. But who wants a fucking grade? I want an A. And that's how I am about school. And I graduated my motherfucking master's degree, teaching and learning with technology, 4.0. I proved it several times. People asked, I saved it. I took a photo of it and saved it. And I put it up every so often. 4.0, bro, straight A's. And I'm this nigga. So if this nigga can do it, I know you can do it. Period.
Okay.
You feel me?
Yeah, so what you're saying is you're always striving for perfection.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what perfect is?
What was that?
Do you know what perfect is?
I believe it's the best that you can accomplish for putting the work in.
No, perfect is accepting what you do may or may not be the ultimate. But you're going to do your best regardless of what it is you're doing. That's perfection.
Okay.
How are you going to be perfect if perfect when you're playing or shooting archery is a bullseye? Are you perfect because you hit 5 arrows in that bullseye? Or are you perfect because every arrow you shot split the other arrow you shot at first in half? Because none of them was off.
Oh, you'd be perfect if you hit the bullseye.
No, man. I just described that is not perfect. If you shoot 5 arrows, listen, if you shoot 5 arrows, then the bullseye target is, let's say, 2 inches. And as long as you get in anywhere in that 2 inches, you hit a bullseye. I mean, you can accept that, but then there's a motherfucker that shoot a bullseye in the middle of that spot, and his next shot split that goddamn arrow he just shot. Then his next shot split that other arrow. And what I'm saying is all of his shots hit the exact middle. Do you think your 5 shots would beat that?
No, it wouldn't.
So then a bullseye ain't enough. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay. So it's always room to improve.
There you go. And that's what you're looking for, that room. In anything you do.
Okay.
All right, bro. That was good shit, man. Thanks. Now, you guys have to understand. We're together in this adventure to help men regain our position in the world. Now, we should be on top. I don't mean more valuable than a woman. I just mean we should be on top because we're leaders. Our place isn't to support somebody else's philosophy and hopes that it's going to push you forward. You better learn to follow your heart and really do all you can to prosper. Or you're just going to live. I never am satisfied. And I'm not the best representative of what I'm talking about. But I'm never satisfied. I'm going to always keep trying to do something. I might have shit I wrote 15 years ago that was thoughts. And it maybe have started out as a paragraph. And it might be 200 pages now. Because I don't throw shit away. I build on it. And once I get it where it should be, I use it for whatever I've been building it for. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm building the shit for. I just be building it. So, just all the plots to keep us from making it to the polls will be for nothing. Because we all know there's no stopping us now. I happen to be a man that has had many women who totally fucked up their first time around. They didn't know me and didn't realize what they would miss if they were not with me. And once they found out, they came back for a second chance in many times. I gave it to them, and never did they give me less than the first time. More than not, I got two or three times that effort. But there are several times, I got 20 times that effort. In return for allowing them a second chance. You need to choose your battles, even when it's between lesser evils. That's the dope of realizing failures are your best lessons. You're going to remember that failure. All right, you guys, I'm fucking gone. I love this shit. Hey, get with me. Sidewalk University, new semester. It's starting October 1st. You can come. Oh, yeah. There's two people. I actually got them. And then I kind of think that was cool, but I ain't going to offer two people right now. Hey, Sidewalk University, October 1st. That's when you start the new semester. Get with me.